Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We live in an era defined by information explosion, where we are more connected and more susceptible than ever before. Our world is saturated with ideas that sound wise, progressive and empowering, philosophies that promise fulfillment, success and enlightenment. Yet beneath their appealing surface, many are built on a foundation of shifting sand and the elemental principles of a world at odds with its creator. Deception doesn't always come dressed as lies. Sometimes it wears the face of reason. But God's truth never changes. So, how can you discern hollow philosophy from eternal truth? Where can you anchor your mind when every current tries to carry you away? In today's message titled, Don't Be Deceived, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to stand firm in the truth of God's Word and let the wisdom of God guide your life. Let's join in.
The Bible says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Hallelujah. That is stated in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. So, my friend, the Bible is warning us to guard ourselves against empty, deceptive philosophies that are based on limited human reasoning. You see, empty deceit means high-sounding nonsense. The words empty deceit literally mean empty illusion. The wisdom or philosophy of this world is foolishness compared to God's wisdom. That's what the Bible says. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches, but let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 to 24. You see, human wisdom is nowhere near God's wisdom. Intelligence, power, and riches can all give human beings the illusion of being in control. But I tell you, my friend, that illusion always comes to an end. It will, in the end, at the end of the day, is coming to an end. So God considers our wisdom to be foolish. That's how superior God's thoughts are to ours. You see, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9 state, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. You see, this is God declaring that, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see, God's divine perspective and plans are greatly higher than human understanding. That's what God is declaring. God does not require us to understand his will. You know, just obey it, even if it seems unreasonable. Even when we do not comprehend what the Lord is doing in our lives, he wants us to trust him. You know, his wisdom and perspective are far, far, far greater than our own. Even when we cannot discern his methods or timing, we must trust him because his way is the best. Let me tell you, God's ways are the best for you. So human methods, logic, and reasoning are limited, whereas divine ways are perfect. God is perfect. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. And so his ways are the best for our lives. So my friend, don't be deceived. We need to trust in a wisdom that transcends human logic. And that's God's wisdom. You know, the Bible is very critical of man's wisdom. So don't be deceived. Don't think you are wise. Don't think you are rich. Don't think you have strength. Don't think you are in control. That's deception. That's human philosophy and empty deceit. So that's why the Bible is very critical of man's wisdom. That might lead some to think salvation is only for those who are less than smart. However, that's certainly not the case, I'm telling you. The truths of God are very logical. However, God's truths use a system of logic entirely different from man's. You know, God's wisdom is based on our faith that there is a God who loves us and desires only the best for us. Man's wisdom tries to understand things apart from God. He has good plans for you and me. He said, I know the plans that I think towards you, plans that are not evil but good, to give you hope and a future. You see? So the best you can get in life is from God. Man's wisdom says, oh, stockpile all you can in hard times. Just hold them, then pile them up. You know, that would be accurate if we don't have God. That would be accurate if God is not our provider. But if there is no God, then we were only dependent on ourselves, then you can stockpile things, you can hoard things, you will not help anybody, you will not give. But God says to give of what we have, and he would bless us and give us more. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That's what the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. My friend, do not be deceived. Don't think you are in control. Rely on God's wisdom. Rely on God's direction. Trust in God. Trust and obey. There is no other way. Don't be deceived, my friend. Human's philosophy and tradition will lead you into a place that you are not the least expecting. God's way is better, but the natural man cannot see this wisdom. Man doesn't believe there is a God or trust him to intervene in their lives. So Christians are not supposed to be mindless, my friend. God gave us our brains and wants us to use them. But we need to factor into every evaluation the truth of God as revealed to us in his word, you know? You need to trust God. Yes, God gave us mind to think, but trust in him. And trusting in him will cause the so-called intellectuals who don't believe there is a God to call us idiots because we trust in God. They say, why? Why you believe something that you don't know? You believe something by faith, so you are idiot. But that's not the case at all. Who is idiot? Who is the real fool? God said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's what the Bible says. My friend, don't be deceived. There is no greater fool than those who deny the existence of God because they cannot see him. That's not right. That's foolishness. You cannot see God, so because of that, you say there is no God. That's stupidity. This is the type of wisdom that the Bible is speaking against. The world's philosophy is vain and deceitful, my friend. So the Apostle Paul warned the Colossians to guard themselves against empty, deceptive philosophies that were based on limited human reasoning. Hallelujah. So we see the Bible talking about Jesus Christ in Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says that, for in him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You see? So it may be impossible for us to comprehend with our little peanut brain how Jesus could be totally human and totally divine at the same time. It's impossible to comprehend that with your human wisdom. But that is the clear teaching of Scripture. And we just must accept it, you know. Even if we do not understand it, Jesus said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Hallelujah. You need to believe. Don't be deceived, my friend. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Again, the Bible says, "Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God." That's talking about Jesus Christ. "But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men." That's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." Hallelujah. Many people with their human wisdom, they say, "Oh, how can God, the loving God, kill his own son?" You don't understand. You will not understand it with your peanut brain. Hallelujah. God sacrificed Jesus for us to forgive our sins. That's the only way. But he rose again. You see, deception is always harder to discern when it is happening. The truth is that many times people esteem the word of a doctor. They esteem the word of a lawyer. They really, 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 really take seriously the word of a friend or even the news above the word of God. This should not be the case, my friend. Don't be deceived. We can be assured that regardless of advancements in man's knowledge, regardless of intellectual capability, the simple truth of God's word is still infinitely more accurate. It's more accurate and profound than man's hypothesis, I'm telling you. Don't be deceived, my friend. Believe in God, believe in his word, trust in him, and all will be well. You see, often Christians feel intimidated by intellectuals who proclaim ideas such as evolution, such as lesbianism, such as gay, such as so many other stuff. They sound so brilliant with all their big words. But the day is coming when we will all stand before God and all their arguments will be shown to be high-sounding nonsense. Don't be deceived, my friend. One of the ways that the enemy lies and tries to attack is through just human basic tradition. I'm telling you, traditions of this world will try to really lie to you and sway you away from God. It is amazing the effect that tradition has on us. So no wonder Jesus said, "Your tradition has made the word of God of no effect." You see, many people do what they do just because it had been done that way for centuries before them. It had been done over and over again through various generations, so they think that's right. Now, when it comes to religion, tradition nearly always hinders the word of God. I'm telling you, we can neutralize the positive power of God's word that's coming to us, that's guiding us. All those words, we can neutralize them, and nothing will do that any quicker than elevating man's traditions above God's word. The Bible says, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition. That's what the Bible is saying. So God's word is still true, my friend. Let God be true and every human being a liar, as it is written, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. That's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. The word of God is so powerful and will not return to him void. It does not matter whether you believe the word of God or not. It's so powerful. So Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11 says, "My word that goes out of my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it, says the Lord." So my friend, stick to the word of God. Don't be deceived by human tradition and philosophies. They are all hollow and empty deceit. God's word is what we need to take and appropriate it in our lives. If you are a believer, Dig deep into the word of God. Trust in the Lord. But if you are not a believer, I tell you all these I have spoken about are not applicable to you. You can take a stand today. You can receive Christ today. And you will be able to stand against deception of the enemy. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.